We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
We need to spur the transition to green shipping.
He summoned a mob to Washington.
It has been my great honor to participate as a judge.
That was a lot of creativity there. Forcibly reporting a crime is a crime.
Traditional Republican views of, you know, my political heroes like Ronald Reagan and Jack Danforth.
But not in the state of Missouri.
Yeah, so how about that? That was Eric Adams there wanting to charge Rudy Giuliani with a crime for claiming he was assaulted in that situation up in New York. How is it possible if falsely accusing somebody of a crime is a crime that Adam Schiff is not in jail right now? Just a question. Hey, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. We're glad that you're with us this morning. We got a lot going on, as usual. We're live on Facebook, live on the internet there. If you are following us, 971talk.com, you can listen to the show live, the Odyssey app. You can go download the podcast. We got it all for you right here. And I hope that you will take advantage of that. What else we got going on? Hey, I tell you what, coming up a little later, we are going to talk to Mark Harder, St. Louis County Councilman, who received this anonymous video of somebody having a sex act performed on them at the St. Louis County Administration Building last week. And he released a press release yesterday that said, I forwarded this on to the police department, St. Louis County Police. They have called in the Missouri Highway Patrol, so there's no conflict of interest. They're actively investigating this. Mark Harder did not name names. The Post-Dispatch did.
Yes. They said it is clear on the video because Harris is wearing an ID badge.
As in Cal Harris.
Calvin Harris, the chief of staff who just resigned yesterday.
Yeah. Chief of staff of Sam Page at the county executive's office. Just got hired back in January. Apparently moved back here from Baltimore or Boston or something to take this job, but grew up in St. Louis. So he's a local guy who lives here. And the reason it was forwarded is because of the belief, according to Harder, that a crime had been committed. The crime in this case would have been distributing this video of the sex act, I guess, was the whoever else was involved in this was the victim of a crime because he chose to distribute this from his phone to other people, which is how it ended up anonymously being sent to the county councilman.
All the reports say that he videotaped himself, but the crime part of it isn't quite clear.
Yeah.
Yet.
Well, I think what he referred to it as the Greitens case spurred a change in the law that specifically made it a crime to share something like that, even though in the Greitens case, while that was the allegation that a photo had been taken of some sort and it was used to attempt to blackmail someone, there never was a photo. They never found a photo. There was never any evidence of a photo taken. It was all, you know, he said, she said stuff in that particular case. I don't know. Funny. Here we are bringing up Eric Greitens in connection to this. And that's the reason there's now a person running as an independent, supposedly in Missouri, out of some fear that Eric Greitens is going to be the nominee for the Republicans in the upcoming Senate race. We're going to get that man on the air here this morning, John Wood. He's an attorney. He used to be the U.S. attorney in the Western District of Missouri. Most recently, he was Liz Cheney's attorney on the J6 committee, which I imagine is not going to necessarily endear him to a lot of conservatives in the state of Missouri. But he believes, he refers to himself as a Reagan Republican, as a Danforth Republican. I don't see those two people being the same. He does. We'll ask him about that a little later. Because we got some sound from him this morning. And why don't we go ahead and play a part of that for me? Go to cut number one, please, for me.
Well, I think our country is more divided now than it's ever been in my lifetime. And nowhere is that more evident than here in Missouri with this Senate race, where it looks like my party, the Republican Party, is going to nominate our disgraced former governor, who just a few days ago came out with an advertisement where he seemed to be glorifying hunting down his political enemies. And these are political enemies of his own party, no less. And at the same time, I think the Democrats are going to nominate somebody who's going to support Chuck Schumer for majority leader and who will be a rubber stamp for the Biden-Schumer-Pelosi agenda. And that doesn't represent the views or values of Missouri voters either.
So that was John Wood yesterday on our sister station down the hallway here, KMOX. He's going around doing interviews. He's got to get 10,000 signatures to get on the ballot as an independent. I confirmed that with the Secretary of State's office and with St. Louis County Board of Elections. The belief is they probably already started that process. It shouldn't be hard to get 10,000 votes statewide out of 5.5 million to get him on the ballot. So we'll talk to John Wood about 8:22 this morning. If you have questions, if you're interested in finding out more about him, or you have a specific question you would like me to ask him when we get him on the air, feel free to send them in here on the Facebook feed this morning. You just go to Facebook, go to the Mark Cox Show there on Facebook, and you can see the show live up there as it is every morning, and you can type in your comments. If you have a question, add it in there. If it's not already on my list, I will consider asking him that in the 10 minutes or so. We'll have him on the air a little later this morning. Should
Mark,
be interesting.
I have a question for him.
Oh, you do? Okay, yeah, yeah. Scott J. Gallo.
Yeah,
what is that?
I think this is a fair question. Why doesn't he pick a lane? Because the battle as an independent candidate is so uphill. And, you know, the result usually is sucking votes from one of the parties, if not both. So I'm just curious why he chooses not to pick one of the two parties and run as an independent, which traditionally has not been very successful.
Fair question. And a very good question. His just taking his own words there, his ire seems to be aimed at Eric Greitens. Even though the latest polling, which I'll point out this morning and ask him about that, is that Eric Schmidt, the other Eric, is now in the lead, if you believe the Remington poll that came out this week, by 5 points. 25 to 20 or 21 for Greitens and 19 for Vicky Hartzler. So still very much a three-person race. If Donald Trump endorses this week or next, as John Lamping suspects he will, that'll also have an impact on who the likely Republican nominee will be. And if it's Eric Schmidt, what does he have against Eric Schmidt? Because the first time I met Eric Schmidt was in John Danforth's backyard when he first announced he was running for the Missouri Senate. Clearly, Danforth no longer supports Eric Schmidt or what he stands for. So lots of good questions. We'll get to them. Feel free to submit yours online here. I see that several people have already started doing that there because we're live on Facebook. We take your feedback. We're going to pass those along to Mr. Wood when we get him on the air here. Coming up, we're going to talk about this situation with what's going on around the world with the price of goods being driven up by inflation. And part of that is shipping and the trucking industry. We're going to talk to Rob Kelly here in just a couple of minutes. He's a supply chain expert on what's going on. Stay tuned.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So if you look at the strength of the economy, households are in very strong financial shape. They've still got a lot of excess savings from forced saving from not being able to travel and things like that, and also from fiscal transfers. So households are overall, not every household, and not the ones at the lower end of the income spectrum, but overall in strong shape. The same thing is true of businesses, very, very low rates of default and things like that, lots of cash on the balance sheet.
How do you feel about that? That is the guy in charge of U.S. fiscal policy, Jerome Powell. He's like, hey, the economy's in great shape. How do you feel about that when it costs you $125 to fill up the gas tank on your GMC Sierra or your Chevy or your Ford truck, your Ford F-150 or whatever you drive, when it costs you $80, $90, $100 to fill up? How do you feel things are going? Yeah, I suspected that was the answer. I can hear you through the radio, just so you know that. Right now, I want to get to Rob Kelly joining us. Rob is a expert in this area, which is supply chain issues. He's a senior partner at Headstorm right now and knows things about the trucking industry and what's going on out there. Rob, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
I just played a bite from Jerome Powell saying, hey, the economy's strong, nothing to see here. We feel pretty good about it. This guy's in charge of U.S. fiscal policy. What's your take on what's going on in the supply chain right now?
Well, I think at best there is a lot of caution and, frankly, some uncertainty on what lies ahead. What I'm seeing from a supply chain perspective right now is, core issues still remain with gas prices being high, labor shortages. And then from a supply chain perspective, kind of an unevenness, if that makes sense. Some products, we're seeing some prices drop and some excess inventory, but other areas are still, major shortages out there.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics, I'm reading here, believes the consumer price index increased in May, they think it may start to decrease around the 4th of July. I'm wondering where that decrease is going to come from. Everything costs more. I just went on a vacation. I happen to drive a truck that's got a relatively fuel-efficient diesel engine in it, but I paid $6.45 a gallon for gas at one point during my vacation. I mean, that's unsustainable.
Completely. And I think that particular report that you're referring to was overly optimistic. I mean, we're here, right? The 4th of July weekend starts tomorrow, and we're not seeing prices drop. Now, I am seeing some good news from some of the big box retailers. So the Walmarts, the Targets out there, they do have excess inventory in some very specific areas. So things like furniture, electronics, televisions, Bluetooth speakers, things like that, and clothing, there is some excess supply out there. So you might be able to find some good deals in some of those specific areas.
Let's hope so. Rob Kelly, my guest this morning, what about the problems we saw at the ports where they were all backed up and all of that? I'm thinking a slow ship from China has to burn a lot of diesel fuel to get here.
Absolutely. Yeah. So there's two issues on the international scene. One is just flat out inventory. Where are the goods? And unfortunately, well, the good news right now is the ports are better. We're down to 25 ships out waiting. However, that number I predict will go up in the third quarter because of the previous lockdowns in Shanghai, China for COVID. Now that that's freed up, they're trying to get that inventory back over here or over here before the Christmas holidays. So I think we're going to see some inventory issues crop up here over the next 3 months.
So
and then there's the pricing issue, which is, you're right, the gas prices are they transcend everything in the supply chain. So that trickles down across every leg of the supply chain, ultimately to a consumer. And that means even if there's good inventory, the prices are still going to be high.
Yeah, it's a great point. Rob Kelly, listen, with Headstorm there, senior partner, I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, you bet. Take care. Yeah, I just finished my trip Monday, in fact. Stayed at Trail of Tears State Park down in Cape our last night as we were headed back home. It sits right on the river down there in Cape. There's a train track there. Several trains loaded with coal zipped by as we were parked there. Those big diesel engines on those trains. Can you imagine what it costs to run one of those? And then I look out in the river and there's a barge going up through there. A tug is pushing it up the river, churning the water, you know, going upstream. And I'm thinking to myself, how much gas does that thing burn to get those goods from point A to point B? All of that is being passed along to you. And those prices are as high as they've ever been. Order early for your Christmas presents this year. I'll just warn you that now because prices are not dropping as the Bureau of Labor Statistics would like you to believe, or they're not going to drop anytime soon. That's tough. Coming up, we still got In Other News with Scott Jagow. Jim Talent is going to join us later. Mark Harder at the top of the 8 o'clock hour to talk about this mess at the county council.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Heard it from another, you've been messing around. They say you got a boy.
Well, speaking of third-hand information, let's refocus for a moment on the Cassidy Hutchison testimony before the J6 committee yesterday. A lot of people probably eating a little bit of crow this morning after they went sideways on their respective outlets, news outlets yesterday, after hearing Cassidy Hutchison and some of her testimony on weapons that she claims that Donald Trump had some sort of knowledge that there were people in the audience who had rifles and pistols, but they're not here for me. He seemed to know that. Now, the odd thing about that is the facts kind of get in the way. Not a single person in the Capitol building was found with a gun. There were people in D.C. that day, apparently, who had weapons, but they were nowhere near what was going on down on the Mall. So the point being, wherever she got that information was bad information. And the fascinating thing to a lot of people is that a committee like the J6 committee wouldn't have parsed that information before putting it on national television and telling everybody they had breaking news. And then, of course, there was this now famous soundbite from Cassidy Hutchison yesterday claiming the president of the United States tried to physically carjack the beast, the presidential limo. Here we go.
The president had very strong, very angry response to that. Tony described him as being irate. The president said something to the effect of, "I'm the effing president, take me up to the Capitol now." To which Bobby responded, Sir, we have to go back to the West Wing. The president reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel. Mr. Engel grabbed his arm, said, sir, you need to take your hand off the steering wheel. We're going back to the West Wing. We're not going to the Capitol. Mr. Trump then used his free hand to lunge towards Bobby Engel. And when Mr. Renato had recounted this story to me, he had motioned towards his clavicles.
I'm certain that you know by now that the Secret Service has said none of that happened, and we're more than happy to come up and testify to that. And the Secret Service also said yesterday we were not asked to confirm Cassidy Hutchinson's J6 deposition prior to them going on television with it yesterday. Now, I think this is interesting for a couple of reasons. Because if you tell a lie often enough, people start to accept it as the truth. The point here is what they needed to do was have the shock value of getting it out there. And it worked. It worked. The absurdity of it is what they needed you to hear. Zuman Tubin bought right into it. You heard him yesterday. He bought it hook, line, and sinker. In fact, it sounded to me a lot like Bret Baier on Fox News pretty much bought into it hook, line, and sinker the day it happened.
Listen, this testimony is, first of all, stunning because we haven't heard this. Two, it's compelling because of her proximity to power. All of these people directly having conversations with her. I think, as we've seen before, it's methodical. Mm-hmm. We always point out the caveat. There's not a minority here that's pushing back or questioning the other way. But it leads up to January 6th, the concern that it might, quote, get real, real bad in the days before.
That was Bret Baier in reacting to Cassidy Hutchinson. The point being, the testimony was designed by the J6 committee. The theater of it was designed to elicit that kind of response from the media talking heads who were listening to it. Even though there was no vetting ahead of time, no checking with the Secret Service on the part of this committee, because there's nobody on the committee who cares to do that. They're not interested in doing that. Yesterday, once we found out that just about everything coming out of her mouth is being challenged for its truth or its veracity, Brit Hume questioned Bret Baier on it, and Bret Baier had a very different reaction to it.
When there is another side, and certainly it is in this case, this is what the committee has decided it will do. It'll put on a TV production, which is what it has done. And it seems to have tripped itself up on that because the testimony is now being disputed openly by the Secret Service.
But first of all, I said the beast, but it was the smaller Secret Service SUV. Right. But either way, how does this happen in a committee that's that scripted and that laying all of this methodically out? They call this surprise hearing, and then they trip on this, and it opens the door to critics of the committee from the beginning.
Well, I think, you know, it's consistent with what the committee has done, though. When you think about it, they'll call witnesses before the committee, and the witness will be sitting there, and then the committee will proceed to play excerpts from the deposition, the video deposition of the same witness. It's a very peculiar way to proceed. You know,
Brit Hume, a longtime veteran of these hearings, says, I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen such a one-sided select committee in my life. Well, what else would you expect from that? And what you need are people like Bret Baier, certainly, but people you would expect on Fox who are going to question these things because we accept where the committee's coming from. You're not going to get that from, for the most part, from CBS or NBC or ABC or CNN, certainly. MSNBC, not a chance. They were all hook, line, and sinker on Cassidy Hutchinson yesterday. It had the effect they wanted it to have. This is what they're trying to do. Listen to Molly Hemingway. I'm trying to get her on the show because she's got a great piece on this, but yesterday I could not have agreed more with what she said about this.
If you believed this absolutely ludicrous story from this person even before it was disputed by everyone on the record, you should not be involved in politics, in journalism, and you should really think deeply about whether you're able to really analyze information at the level that you should.
Yeah. She said that on Fox on the Laura Ingraham show last night. I have to wonder if Molly's comments weren't pointed toward Brett Baer and some of his colleagues. I mean, you certainly expect that out of Chris Wallace these days. I mean, he's shown his true colors. I was a little surprised at what I saw out of Brett Baer in combination with the way he questioned Kari Lake earlier this week. Yeah, I don't know. He's certainly shown some of his colors there. I don't think there's any doubt about that. We're going to continue to cover it. Don't you worry about that. And speaking of which, just a little later this morning, we are going to talk to John Wood. John used to be counsel to that committee, but he's stepped away from that because he's running for Senate in Missouri. Why? He's a Republican. He'll tell you he's a Republican, but he's running as an independent. He's not in the Republican primary. So we're going to ask him about that coming up at around 8:20 this morning. Stay tuned. We got some good questions for Mr. Wood when we get him on the radio here. It's all coming up next. We'll get to In Other News with Scott Jagow. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news, brought to you by Scott.
Accounting firm Ernst & Young charged this week by the SEC for cheating by its auditors on licensing exams. According to the SEC, the company withheld evidence of the misconduct and agreed to pay a $100 million penalty. The government says it's simply outrageous that the very professionals responsible for catching cheating by clients cheated on ethics exams, of all things.
Oh, my.
You cannot make this stuff up.
No, you couldn't. Now, did they get fired?
Oh, I'm assuming there are people that got fired.
Are they now running for office? So what does that qualify you for?
Exactly. They got to do all these new protocols. So are scratch-off lottery tickets all luck? Maybe not. A Maryland woman is celebrating her third lottery prize of at least $100,000 in the last 5 years.
Wow.
She tells lottery officials her and her husband have a system for playing scratch-offs. Yeah, right. Well, they keep track of which scratch-offs have been on sale for a long time but still have a lot of big money prizes that haven't been paid out. After the latest six-figure win, she called her husband and said, "We did it again." So they're planning to save the money for their kids. I hope they mean it. A lot of lottery winners end up with nothing.
Yeah, I've done a few scratch-offs here and there. I think $15 is the most I've ever won. That's some crap.
$100,000 three times in 5 years.
Wow, that's cool.
And by the way, there was an Illinois truck driver who bought a scratch-off this week. He said he bought it because he was having a bad day. Then he discovered the ticket was a winner. He thought, oh, great, a better day. I won a couple thousand.
A better day.
It turns out it was $1 million.
$1 million?
Yeah. He thought it was 2,000. Then he checked with the lottery office, and they said, no, this is $1 million winner.
Wow.
How about that day?
I love that.
Sold the truck, bought a new one.
Yeah. You can't play.
That's right.
You can't win if you don't play. That's
the best marketing scam ever.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I got a couple of animal video stories here. Animal control in Lincoln, Nebraska got a call about a skunk wandering a neighborhood. Nothing unusual, except that the skunk had its head stuck in a beer can. There's video of the rescue effort. An officer covers the skunk with a towel so a second officer can pull off the Miller Lite can. Once he's freed, the officer says, okay, run. Yeah, I bet he did. It's a skunk.
Oh, he was telling his friend to run.
No, he was talking to the skunk.
He was telling the skunk to run. Okay. Either way, it's a legitimate piece of advice to both of them run.
No one got sprayed. So they say Operation Drunk as a Skunk was successful.
Yeah, bringing new meaning to the word skunk beer, right? A skunky beer. It's Miller Lite. I mean, what do you expect, right?
Good.
Come on.
One more. Firefighters in Southern California rescued two puppies that broke into a tortoise den. These five-month-old puppies were trapped for hours by Oscar, a 100-pound tortoise. Fire crews tried to coax Oscar out, say that 10 times, to move, you know, to get out with a tasty watermelon trick. I didn't know that tortoises like tasty water.
Apparently they're pretty smart.
Was the watermelon spiked?
And they live forever.
No, it didn't work.
The point is that didn't work. Okay. So they spent an hour digging out the puppies, and they are
like from
safe.
Underneath the tortoise.
Yeah.
Was this a wild tortoise?
Yeah,
what is
it was
a tortoise
in some
den.
Sort of, yeah, a den. Like, I don't know, like a little cave they create.
Interesting.
They burrow into things.
Yeah, you're going to have to ask the
We're asking you.
I don't know that much about tortoises.
I don't know.
Except that they live a long time.
The turtles do. My aunt has a couple of box turtles that her girls have had since her girls were little. I mean, 5-6 years old. I think my cousin is 35 now, 40 maybe.
Yeah.
They've had those turtles that long. I mean, I can't believe how long they live.
It's like those birds, too. Yeah. You know, some of those birds.
Oh, the parrots.
They live 70 years.
African grays and some of the others, absolutely. There you go. All right. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk to former Senator Jim Talent about this new challenge in the Missouri Senate race. How about that? I'm sure he's got some thoughts on this. An independent running for Missouri Senate. And then we got Curtis Hoke is going to join us, managing editor of Newsbusters. They're going to be talking more about this Cassidy Hutchison testimony and the fact that while many in the mainstream media reported the original testimony with shock and awe, not many of them followed up with the other side of the story. That's coming up at about 7:30.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.